Psalm 16 and verse 11, Thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence. Amen. We need to get closer to him, Brother Reed. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. So in his presence is fullness of joy, and in his presence his right hand has pleasures. Everybody said pleasures. Amen. Joy and pleasures. Praise God. Living for God should be a happy thing, should be an exciting thing. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I know that. But I'm telling you tonight, I'm looking at God tonight. I just want to talk about this, Psalm 16 and verse 11. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for the truth of your word. I'm asking you to lead us and guide us, Lord, with your presence. Touch us tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 You can be seated tonight. Y'all going to help me for a little bit? Amen. All right. Young people, are you going to help me tonight? Amen. All right. I appreciate that. Amen. You know, there are some people like David that understood the awesomeness and the of the presence of God. And when you take time tonight to look at God's character and God's nature, God's love and God's power, you know what? When you really examine it and you begin to look at him, and as the old song says, look full in his face, and we look at him and we examine him, and we begin to see what is in God, I'll tell you what, every opportunity to give him thanks, every opportunity to invite his presence, amen, is on our lips, because we serve a great God tonight. We serve an awesome God tonight. David said in Psalm chapter 8 as well, he said, What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? And it was a admission. I mentioned this scripture on Sunday as well. And he mentioned here or gave us the idea or the understanding of where he was in relationship to God. And he says, What is man? Everybody said man. That's you and I. And when I think of man, when I think of mankind, I think of Galatians 5, verse 19 through 22. You don't have to turn there tonight, but it talks about the works of the flesh. And those that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And in other words, those that do such things shall see death. Amen. And that's what I think about when I think about man. When I think about mankind and the things that are going on in our world, things that are going on in America, when I think of things that are going on in our communities, when I think of things that are happening in our world, I say, that's man, that's mankind. And it is bent on destruction. It will always go the wrong way. Amen. It doesn't matter if it is pure wickedness and evil, or if it is in any other form. Amen. Man cannot do any good without God. We cannot do anything good without God. And so when we speak of this, we speak of man. David saw this. David understood this, and he said, What is man that thou art mindful of him? Everybody said, Thou. Thou. That thou is speaking about God. He said, What is man that you, God, are even thinking about him, that you are even concerned or consider him? And so when I begin to think about God, now I could just go on this here tonight, and I could begin, I've done this one time before, where I begin to look at God, and I begin to look at God here in the scriptures and my thoughts, I'll tell you, it's really difficult to describe God tonight. We have some descriptions of him in the scriptures, we could understand that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, as the heavens are above the earth. Somebody said amen. His ways are past finding out. They are. His truths endure to all generations. He is all in all. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the beginning and the ending of everything. Amen. He is our rock. He is our fortress. Amen. His name is a strong tower that we run into and are safe. Praise God. He is the creator of all things. Nothing exists that God did not create. My God is the master and the Lord of all things. He has everything in his control and in his hand. All things, Scripture says, are held up by the word of his power. Praise God. He is the king that Isaiah saw with the train that filled the temple, meaning that God has never lost a battle. Praise God. We have, but he hasn't. My God, it tells me that he is love. Praise God. It tells us that he is the righteous judge. It tells us that he is the lawgiver as well. Amen. It speaks about him being the head of the church, which is his body on the earth, whether that was Old Testament or New Testament. Amen. He's the one who moves in the seven golden candlesticks. The Bible says he is Jehovah God. The Bible says that he is the great I Am. Praise the Lord. It says that he is the rock of ages. Well, praise the Lord. He is the bright and the morning star. Figure out what that is and go look at it sometime. Amen. He is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley. He is the rose of Sharon. Amen. He is the Holy Spirit of the universe. Praise God. He fills all in all. He's everywhere at all times and knows all things. Praise God. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Amen. He's the Savior. He is our Savior tonight, and he will be our Savior. Amen. Not only that, he is our high priest. Amen. He is our high priest tonight. He is our sacrifice and atonement as well. Praise God. He is the lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. He is my healer tonight. I claim that. Amen. He is my deliverer tonight. I claim that. He is my provider tonight. He is my banner or my flag that I wave. Praise God. He is the good Samaritan that helps the man along the way. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. It's exciting to know God in the limited amount that we know him tonight. Praise God. My God is able. Amen. My God is full of wisdom. Amen. My God is a tremendous blessing to all mankind. Praise the Lord. Within him is light, and in him is no darkness whatsoever. Praise God. Within him is glory that no man has ever seen before. Amen. In God, there is tremendous revelation. In God, there is knowledge and wisdom. Amen. My God guides the wayfaring man. Amen. To each of us, he is different things. Praise God. To the sailor, he's the one who walks on the water. Amen. To the farmer, he's the seed and the harvest. To the man, he is at... To the city man, I'm sorry, he is the gate to heaven, and to the intellectual, he is foolishness. Amen. But to the simple tonight, he is the wisdom of God and the power of God. To the student, he is the master teacher. I didn't get this off the internet. I just got this myself. To the student, he is the master teacher, and to the teacher, he is the professor of all times. Amen. To the children, he is a blessing, the one that lays his hands on them and blesses them. To the worker, he is the husbandman who gives out the reward at the end of the day. Amen. To the astronomer, he's the bright and the morning star. To the trees of the field, they clap their hands at the moving of his spirit. Praise God, the heavens celebrate the glory of Him each and every night. Praise God. Creation proclaims His knowledge and ability, and at the very same time, His eye is on the sparrow, and He knows how many hairs there are on the top of our heads. Praise God. And for us, that's diminishing. Amen. His word is prophetic and unchanging. Amen. And it has been preserved for all times. I could go on and on here tonight, but my God can do anything. Demons tremble at His name. Amen. Sins are washed away by His name. Amen. Great and mighty things are possible by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we begin to think about Him, if you will just consider God in your life, just consider that aspect of God, the concept and the reality and the truth of God Almighty, I'm telling you what, it will revolutionize the way you think about living for God. I'm not living for God because I get to be a preacher. Amen. I'm not living for God because I have a promise of something here in this life. Amen. If you live for God for any other reason than because God is awesome and I know Him and He knows me, I'm telling you what, you won't live for God all the days of your life. There'll be things that will come along that will sidetrack you from your walk with God, but that's not the will of God tonight. The will of God is that we get into His presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, pleasures forevermore. You'll never get joy anywhere else in this world. You'll never get peace anywhere else in this world. You'll never find the true riches of pleasure anywhere else in this world. Oh, the devil tries to imitate God, but he's a horrible imitator of God. Amen. He's angry. God is not angry. Amen. He is hateful, but God is love. Everything that God is, the devil is the opposite, and that is the spirit that is in the age of our world today. Amen. When we get to thinking about Him, I don't know about you, but it naturally makes me want to lift my hands and give Him thanks and praise for thinking about me. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou would even consider him or visit him? Not only does he think about us, but he wants to come and visit us. Well, praise the Lord. He wants to come and visit us. He wants to sit down and sup with us. And talk to us and speak to us. Amen. And show us His wisdom and His direction. I'm telling you tonight, it's easy to serve this God that I serve tonight. Amen. It's easy to love Him. It's easy to look in His face and feel a sense of awe and awesomeness that God would come down to me and God would speak to me and God would lead me out of this world of sin and give me a hope and a reason for living. Do you have a reason for living tonight? Amen. I know you do, but what is that reason for living? Oh, God, help us. It ought to be God number one, and then we're living for other things as well. Let's be honest about that. Amen. We're living to take care of our family and raise a family and all the other things in this world and to gain a little bit and go a little bit higher on the ladder, so to speak. But I'm telling you tonight, we just need to get another glimpse of God and let God get into our mind and in our heart. Praise the Lord. And when we get up in the morning, the first thing we think about is Him. And during the course of the day, we think about Him. Amen. In the evening time, we think about Him. Praise God. He said, talk about it when you walk along the way. Amen. Well, praise God. Talk about Him along the way, how great He is and how awesome He is. Amen. It is so easy to adore Him because He is so beautiful. Praise God. That's the God that I serve tonight. David had a very unique experience in his life, the one that wrote the scripture that we read to you here tonight. And in thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand pleasures forevermore. And he had that unique experience. I won't go over the whole story again, but the city of David, the place where David lived, David's house was there in the city of David. If you look today on a map of Israel, you will see the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. It is in a big compound that's some 37 acres large, in a four-square compound. And on the very south side of that is where they have located the city of David. It was a place here that David lived, and yet one day David began to consider the Lord. He began to think about the Lord. He was sitting in his house. Amen. Sitting in his house. When we sit in our house, what do we think about? Amen. What do we look at when we're in our house? What are the things that we consider when we're in our house? David was sitting in his house, and he thought, you know what? I'm really blessed. I'm really blessed. I think we need to count our blessings. And I think we need to say, God, you're good to me. Amen. David looked around, and all he knew about God was the tabernacle. All he knew about was the Ark of the Covenant. And it had dwelt in tents all of these years. And finally, nobody thought about this. And God never said, this is what you need to do for me. That kind of takes the fun out of things, isn't it? Well, praise God. I'd like this, and then you give it to me. Well, it'd be kind of nice if you did it without anybody asking. And David did it without asking, and he began to think about the glory of the Lord in his life and the goodness of God and the things that God had done for him. And he said, you know what? I'm living in a good house. I'm being taken care of as the king of Israel. Everything's going all right. But there's not a house for my God. There's not a place for my God for the world to come and say, this is our house for our God. Right now, all we have is a little tent. Now all we have is this little shack here, if you please. And when the kings of the earth come to see our king, to come and see me, I'll say, well, there's my God right there. This represents my God. This is the house that we have for our God. And David said, Lord, I'm going to build a house for God. And he called for the prophet and said, is this the right thing to do? And God was very pleased in the intention of David. He would not allow him to do it because of the blood that was on his hands and all of that sort of thing. Amen. But he allowed him to lay up in store, and the Bible says David got very busy and was very excited about the Ark of God coming and about building a temple for his God. Amen. I want to ask us here tonight, are we building a temple for our God? We need to build a temple for our God. And the Bible says that this Holy Ghost that we have tonight, that we have become the temple of God. I am the temple of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. You say, well, what is, I need something in my life. I tell you what you need Jesus in your life. We need Jesus in our life tonight. We need to have a close personal relationship and walk with Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake, for God. Everybody said God. There's the God we're talking about here tonight, this God of the Old Testament. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, Amen. This is the God that said, let there be light. Amen. This is the God that said, let there be a universe, stars, and all of the things that God created. This God who shined into the darkness, amen, has shined in our hearts. Somebody ought to just shout hallelujah. He shined in my heart. It is the same God that spoke in Genesis chapter 1. It is the same God that spoke to me and said, I want you to live for me, son. Amen. I want you to start down the road of living for me and walking with me. Amen. That's awesome tonight. That is truly, truly awesome. And what we've got to see in our walk with God and serving Him is that He, who is so big and so mighty, amen, has shined in our hearts. You know what that means? That means there's not any room for pride, is there? That means there's not any room for things that would exalt us and lift us up. We're living in a world and in an environment, amen, where everybody's climbing the ladder, trying to get higher and higher, trying to do this and that and the other to better themselves. We see it in our capital of our country. We see it in other countries. It's everywhere in the world because it is the nature of man. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Amen. But the Bible says, if God wills, I'm going to do this or that. What I'm trying to say tonight is in everything that we do in our life, we've got to have the element of God right in the big middle of it. Praise the Lord. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge. Now, God shined in our heart to give us knowledge. Amen. And it's not just the ability to quote Scripture. It's not just knowing where the verses are and being able to go and read those verses. But knowledge goes a little bit further than that. Wisdom is knowing about something. Knowledge is putting it to practice. Praise the Lord. Wisdom is knowing things about things. Wisdom is knowing scriptures, memorizing scriptures. And that's very, very good. Wisdom is spoken of in Scripture as a very good thing. Amen. But it's got to be more than just a Bible study. It's got to be more than just a message that we hear preached. It's got to be more than just a church service. Amen. What it's got to be is knowledge. We've got to take the wisdom that we have and apply it to knowledge, apply it to our lives. Well, what is the knowledge that God has given to us or desires to give to us? It is the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's only one God, and that one God came down to this world and robed Himself in humanity, and we saw His glory, the only glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. When we see who Jesus is, oh God, help us. It shows us where we need to go in the time of difficulty. It shows us where we need to go in every situation of life when we understand, not know, or not, not just have wisdom about it, but we have the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Do we really know what happens or what power there is in the name of Jesus? And when we pray in the name of Jesus, oh yes, when we pray in His name, I'm telling you what, demons tremble at the mention of His name. But it's more than just saying Jesus. But if there's knowledge behind what we say and what we know in wisdom, that's where the glory and the power of God is manifested in our lives. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. In His presence, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. If you're struggling tonight, if you're trying to make sense of everything tonight, I'm telling you what, it's all in Him. Praise God. Who we worship tonight is very important. Amen. He is the God of the Old Testament that is here, the very one who created all things. And that's why the psalmist said, create in me, O God, a new heart. Put in me a right spirit. Praise God. God is a creating God tonight. He creates things that we need to have. Amen. We need the sun to live. We need the earth to live. We need everything that God created to survive. Amen. And there are times in your walk with God where you need God to create some new things down inside of you. Amen. And it all happened at Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 1 through 4. Amen. When we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's more, so much more than just speaking in tongues. It's more, so much more, amen, than a happy feeling when we come to the house of God. Come on, somebody, help me tonight. I know there's a need in this place. Amen. What we need is knowledge. Amen. The knowledge of what we received when God filled us with the Holy Ghost. He gave you everything you need to make it all the way to the end. He gave you the power of God. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. You're not only going to have power to overcome, but you're going to have the power to be a witness and a light. Amen. It's the light of God inside of us. In His presence is fullness of joy. And when your neighbors see it, they say, we don't know what's going on. Amen. Why are you so happy? I know y'all are excited and happy tonight. I can tell just by looking at you. Amen. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the money in the bank, in my new car or my home or my possessions or my relationships here in this life. I'm telling you what, joy comes from His presence. Colossians 1:26, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Amen. There's a mystery, and it has been hidden from ages and from generations. I hope somebody gets a hold of this here tonight. I'm trying my best to get a hold of it in my own mind and heart. The magnitude of what God did when He filled me with the Holy Ghost. It was hidden. The mystery was hidden from generations and from ages, from the very beginning. Amen. And it all culminated at Acts 2 when they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Which is Christ in you. Well, praise the Lord. Maybe we ought to just cancel and go over to the Baptist church tonight. Amen. I'm telling you what, folks, we've got a power among us that is mighty. Amen. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen. My God is big tonight. How big is your God tonight? Amen. To your neighbors, it's a mystery why you're so happy, because it's been hidden from generations and ages. From the intellectuals, it is a mystery. It has been hidden from them. And through their study and their learning and their teaching, the Bible says they're not able to find God. Amen. It's a mystery. But praise God, to the open-minded and the open heart, all you have to do is reach out. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. If you'll reach out to God, amen, with sincerity in your heart, I'm telling you what, He will meet you at your point of need, and He will help you where you are. Praise God. Don't tell me I have to worship God. I want to worship God. Don't tell me I have to live for God or else. Oh, don't do that to me. Don't diminish this relationship that I have. Amen. I want to serve God. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And if you feel that way, why don't you stand with me tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Let's lift our hands and give Him thanks tonight. Give you an opportunity to express how you feel about this great God. This great God. This great God. This great God. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. My God is so awesome. God, you're wonderful. God, you're wonderful. God, you're wonderful. There have been times in prayer when I just didn't know what to do or where to go or what to say. I just was at my wit's end. Have you ever been there? Well, I guess maybe I'm the only one that's been there, but I've been there. And there have been times in prayer where I just told the Lord, Lord, would you just let me know that you love me? And I know in the Bible, I can read it in the Bible, that we know that God loved us. He loved us so much that He went to Calvary and He paid the price right there on that cross for you and me. I'm telling you tonight, there are times I need more than just wisdom. I need knowledge. I need more than just wisdom. I need more than just somebody telling me God loves you. It'll be all right. Well, praise the Lord. I know some of us have been there. There are times that I can get wisdom, but oh, it's so much better. Amen. When I couple the wisdom of God, or the wisdom of the Word of God, rather, and the presence of God. In His presence. In His presence. Does that mean you're always going to do everything right? No, it doesn't. But I'm telling you what, tonight, there is mercy in this house. There is love in this house. There is acceptance in this house tonight. Because God is in this house tonight. And He wants to tell you, I just want you to know I love you. And if you'll just tell Him that, Lord, I just want you to know I love you so much. And I appreciate so much your presence touching me. And when we walk in the door of the church and we say, God, I'm just so thankful I could be back here in your presence. I'm not here for Pastor Worse. I'm not here for anything else. I'm not here for friends or family or whatever. I'm here today, God, because you told me you would be here. If we joined together, that you would be here. Amen. If you'll develop that kind of a relationship with your God, I'm telling you what, He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. He'll be by your side through the thick and through the thin. He's going to be there. He's going to be there. Praise God. You know what? Sometimes what you need is just a big hug. And maybe the young ones, they're not really that interested in that right now. Nathan's smiling. Like, I don't need that. Hang on, buddy. There's going to be a day. I remember Brother Johnson, one of the elders of our church. I remember him talking about a time in their church where he was going through great difficulties, and they have suffered great difficulties at times. And he said things were just not going well. And one of the men in his church, Brother Emery, big old black man, walked over, grabbed him, and picked him up like a little baby and held him in his arms and just held him there and prayed. You know what? There's times we just need God. We just need God to give us a big hug. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I just need Him to just tell me, I love you, son. I love you. I'm right here. And just reach out and give you a big hug. You know what? It makes you feel so good. I told you I've been reading a book about war in Korea, and I saw the pictures of two young army men. Most of them were not trained. They didn't even know what they were getting themselves in. One of them was sitting on the ground on the lap of another one. He had one arm around him, and he had the other arm up on his head, and they were just hugging each other. Because they had some very, very difficult situations they were going through. Amen. I need God to do that once in a while. Do you need that tonight? I'm telling you what, He's here right now. Why don't you come, amen, and talk to the Lord for a moment and just say, God, tell me that you love me. Just tell me that you love me. Just tell me that you really care. I need to know God. I need to feel it. I need to have some knowledge about that. I don't want to just have wisdom about it. I don't want somebody just to tell me what I need to do. But God, let me feel your presence. Let me know that you're here. Let me know that you really care. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's it. Come on. Come on. Just go ahead and talk to God tonight. Just go ahead and call on His name. The devil will tell you you're not worthy. Your flesh will tell you you're not worthy. But I'm telling you what, you need to get a hold of what God has to say about it, what God has declared about the situation. In Jesus' name tonight. In Jesus' name tonight.